World Mental Health Day falls on the 10th of October this year, and the chosen theme is the pastoral care of older people. It presents us with the opportunity to reflect on the role that the Catholic community can play in supporting not just people experiencing mental distress, but also their families and carers. In this podcast series, we talk to mental health professionals with years of experience in their chosen field. Ben Barno's our guest today. He runs a project called Welcome Me As I Am. Ben starts by telling us a little bit more about the initiative.
I've been a social worker for quite a few years, and on my retirement I became particularly interested in issues around the spiritual needs of people with mental health problems, and in particular with older people with mental health problems. And the Welcome Me As I Am initiative came about because quite a few people felt that there's a need to raise awareness of mental health issues in parishes and deaneries. And it's been going for 2 years, and I'm very pleased that we set the project up, and it's certainly a big agenda and a lot to do.
Now, if you look at sort of fairly sweeping stats, but it has been said that possibly one in four, one in three maybe of us will suffer some kind of mental health challenge over the course of our lives. How well in tune do you think we are in terms of our Catholic communities to the needs of helping people with these mental health challenges?
I think we've made a start, and I think that there is some way to go. There's overall much greater awareness of mental health issues. What we now need is encouragement and permission to actually talk about mental health needs, and in particular to welcome people who have mental health needs into our community. Let me give you an example. It may be that one or two people who are really feeling quite isolated and depressed come to Mass, and one of the things we need to do is to encourage them, maybe into tea and coffee after Mass, so that we can show that we're a welcoming community as well. We also need to know how to work with people with mental distress, and that's one of the things that the project focuses on as well.
And it's still difficult, I've asked this of others actually, when you see someone in fairly obvious mental distress to whatever level, it's still taboo, isn't it? People still struggle to know how to handle it, and particularly how to be embracing and helpful to people.
They do. And one of the things that people need some help, and one of the things we do some training on, is how to ask the right questions without necessarily being intrusive, but showing you are there to support the person. And very often what we find is that we just need to give people some encouragement and permission, maybe to come back and talk another time. Now may not necessarily be the right time. The other thing we've found is that the elderly, and of course that's the theme for World Mental Health Day, are particularly prone to isolation and depression. In fact, the rate of depression in people over 75 is very significant, and we do need to be aware of that, just as we need to be aware of the needs of people with dementia.
Now, it's interesting you mentioning depression, because I suppose we have a tendency to think, when we think of the elderly and mental health issues, of Alzheimer's, of dementia. But depression, yeah, good point there, clearly a key thing. But you have a lot of experience, don't you, in working on the issue of dementia and how to help spiritually as well as otherwise with that.
Indeed, and one of the main focuses of the project is to help particularly parish communities understand how we can be a welcoming community with people with a dementia and also with their carers. And I think there's several aspects to that. One is to actually see dementia as something which is not just the sort of a kind of terrible thing to have, but for with people who actually have some opportunities to live their lives, and that's why we focus about person-centered care. The other thing is that there's a great emphasis on dementia-friendly communities at the moment. It's one of the government initiatives, and I really think that our parishes and deaneries can make a great contribution to not only helping to create dementia-friendly communities, but equally to supporting carers and be dementia friends as well.
Let me pick up on that a bit, because there's a big burden on carers, isn't there? And sometimes it doesn't really go so well noticed. How can we recognise their input and support them in what they do?
Well, this is very interesting. Carers have their own emotional needs, but they also have spiritual needs as well. And one of the things that we encourage on the project and talk about on the project is how parishes can actually facilitate groups for carers, which are not just about talking about their experiences, but offer the opportunity to reflect and pray about it and get spiritual support from each other. And that's very important.
And interestingly, there are carers that are professionals, maybe not family members, that are brought in to care and to serve. But also there are carers that, if you like, don't choose it, but that becomes their vocation. There's an important distinction there, isn't there?
Indeed, it does become their vocation. And I feel that they need spiritual support, moral support, pastoral support, to help them to see that this is not necessarily just a burden, but this is something which is equally God-given as well as a vocation, and something that this is something they need to do. That's not always easy, and that's where I think they need that spiritual and pastoral support.
Do you think that if we say on the one hand those with mental health difficulties are somewhat invisible in society, if you're elderly as well, the topic we're talking about now, does that add an extra layer of invisibility? Do we need to raise more awareness than we are at the moment?
It does, because one of the problems about being elderly as well as depressed is that you become isolated and you become unmotivated to actually go out, and you begin to lose touch with society and the community. Now, we know that some of the protective factors to good mental health in older age are the ability to be able to keep in contact with family and community. And as depression hits the elderly, that's the sort of thing that could happen. But it's equally important to remember that depression in the elderly can be treated, that if we actually are able to get somebody to get the right level of help, get them to the doctor, get them counselling, that depression is something, as I say, that can be successfully treated as much in older age as in younger age as well.
So when we talk about our parishes, what can we do in a parish setting where we can perhaps have some degree of outreach to older people in a residential home setting?
In most of our parishes, there will be a number of residential and nursing homes, and indeed in some parishes in popular retirement areas, there will be perhaps a dozen. And it's very important that the parish provide a focused outreach to residential settings. This can be bringing the Eucharist, and the ministry of the Eucharist is important, but it's equally important to keep in contact with parishioners who may not be able to get to our church, so that we understand their spiritual needs and we attempt to meet their spiritual needs, both through the Eucharist and simply by being along there to befriend them and keeping them in contact with the life of the parish.
And Ben, finally, give us a sort of toolkit. I know you've got a website, so perhaps you can give us the URL, the web address for that. But if you were to give us a sort of set of bullet points or suggestions as to what we can do in our parishes to become more welcoming, to become more aware, to keep our eye on people that need our help, what would you offer in that regard?
Well, indeed, and there are some suggestions on the website, and it's www.welcomemeasiam, that's all one word, .org.uk. But in terms of what we can do as parishes, I'm pretty convinced from going around talking to a lot of parish and deanery communities that if we raise awareness of what mental health issues actually are, if we encourage people to talk about mental health issues, and if, for example, we include people with a depression or other mental health issues in our prayer list for the prayers of intercession, all this sort of thing will raise awareness and encourage people to be much more open about a subject which is currently the subject of stigma at the moment.